Hello, welcome to No Better Time. I'm Phil Salter, and I'm really excited about today's episode. It actually was recorded several weeks ago. It's with Jason Baller. He is the co-host of the Sprinkled with Hope podcast, and it's a really positive, awesome podcast where they interview people and just look for hope in the world and positivity, which I think we don't necessarily do a lot of in this world. Not everyone does. It's easy to focus on the negative and not to have that positive outlook and looking for hope and looking for positivity. But I found a lot of value in that myself, in looking for positivity in the world around me, not just the negative. I mean, we want to be realistic. We want to look at the world for what it is. But I honestly think if all we do is sit around thinking, looking at the world with a negative outlook, that's not the way the world is. That's a different kind of skewed vision of the world. If we only see positive and we refuse to recognize problems, that's another skewed version of the world too. Because there's actually a lot of harm in not being able to talk about problems, especially when people bring them up to us. If we just say, well, we should just be grateful that this and that, you know, that's not useful either. But that's not what Jason's about. He's about looking at the world and finding a way to learn from it. And I just really appreciate that. And we get into a lot of things. We talk about the things he's learned as he's interviewed multiple people. I think he just, around the time we filmed this interview, he was just about to release his 100th episode, if he hadn't already. And it was really cool that he's been doing this podcast for a little over a year at this point. And he's has about 100 episodes or more. And he was inspiring to me. He's someone who reached out to me, an acquaintance that I know, that saw that I was doing this podcast and gave me feedback and just and gave me encouragement and helped me learn a few ways to improve things. And mostly it was just encouragement. He didn't really necessarily reach out to say, hey, this is what you're doing wrong. Most just like, hey, I think it's awesome you're doing this. And he said, I have an idea of some people that might be good guests on your podcast. And I was like, that's great. I want you to be on my podcast. And he's like, oh, okay. But it was really cool. One of the things that he's done recently that comes up in this episode is he started a training course on his website. So if you were to go to sprinkledwithhope.com, and on the website, there's a menu item option at the beginning, at the top, for training courses. And there you can actually learn more about two different courses, one called Happiness is Your Choice and the other is Shower Your Life with Hope. Really awesome stuff. So I definitely encourage you to check that out. I hope you enjoy the conversation that I have with Jason Baller. Welcome to No Better Time, a financial journey with me, Phil Salter, as I learn about finances and investing. Join me and we can grow together towards a bright financial future, because there's no better time than the present to get moving on your financial goals. Welcome to No Better Time. I'm Phil Salter, and today I'm so happy to be here with Jason Baller, who's a co-host of an incredible podcast called Sprinkled with Hope. Welcome, Jason.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Phil. I appreciate it.
Oh, of course. Yeah, I've been looking forward to it. We've kind of been going back and forth, and I even gave you a shout out on a previous episode because you reached out to me just to give me encouragement about doing the podcast and give me some feedback and some recommendations for some guests. And one of the things that that really drew me to you was the fact that you also have been doing a podcast for a little while yourself, this Sprinkled with Hope podcast. And you were just telling me you're almost about to hit your 100th episode, correct?
Yeah, it's pretty incredible the journey that I've been on for the last year. And we're going to hit the 100th episode the day after our year anniversary. So yeah,
wow.
we've been going strong for a while.
That's incredible. Congratulations.
Thank you.
It's got to feel really good. Have you been able to find from doing that, like, that you're finding a community of people that listen and that give you feedback?
Yeah, that there is a community out there of people that like to listen to, you know, my podcast is all around hope and mm-hmm. finding more hope and, you know, in this troubled world that, you know, seems to be kind of everything ripping you down. And so, you know, my podcast is more about building you up and granted, we've talked to every individual you can think of, from coaches to musicians to just interviewed my first NFL head football coach last week. So yeah, it was really awesome.
Have you found over time you've been able to get kind of those higher and higher, I don't know if you'd say tier guests that are kind of like an NFL coach? That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. It was Andy Reid from the Kansas City Chiefs.
It's
pretty great conversation actually. But yeah, like, you know, I think that at least, you know, what I've found is hope runs through everybody. And so that's what I talk about. Yours is obviously a little different niche, but, and I'm happy to share some of the things that I've learned from my guests about those kinds of topics as well. So
definitely, because you talk to entrepreneurs, people that are successful in all kinds of ways. Yeah. I mean, even talked to someone that was still just graduating high school who had lost her, was it both legs? I think it was.
Yeah, just a drunk driver.
Just all kinds of guests, which is really awesome. And then just that through line of hope and positivity, which I really appreciate, because I think you're right. There's not enough hope out there. I mean, it's out there. I just don't think it's emphasized. It's not lacking.
Right.
It's the emphasis on it that's maybe lacking.
Sure.
And I think that's really cool, because I think that there's a lot of men in particular maybe who would feel like they can't be super positive and uplifting and encouraging of people. Right. You know, maybe that's more of a thing of the past, but I just think nothing's more manly than building people up. Nothing's more womanly. Like, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just being human, right?
Yeah, it is. And that's it. It's a human factor. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah. And I kind of mentioned to you, like, I have some questions I've been trying to ask everyone as a kind of a kicking off point.
Sure.
I'm still determining if it's a thing at the end or the beginning, but we'll go with the beginning for now.
Sounds but, great to me.
Yeah. So the thing I noticed that I thought of as I was thinking of this podcast, and when I was kind of doing my initial episodes where I was talking about my experience with finances and kind of what led me to think, hey, I want to learn more about this. I want to take it head on. I don't want to be afraid or intimidated by the concept of building wealth and of investing in myself in other ways. But for you as a child, what would you say your relationship was to money as a child, and how has that maybe kind of evolved as you've grown up?
Yeah. And I think that's a really great question to ask. You know, when I was thinking about that, you know, my parents are not very good with money and never really have been. So, you know, when I was younger, you know, my concept of money was probably, well, it is a lot different than it is now. Mm-hmm. That I'm older and having kids and that I'm an adult and have a job and all this other stuff. But so, you know, as I was thinking about how it's evolved, I have come to respect money in a different way than I did when I was a kid. I think when I was a kid, it's, you know, you just felt like, yeah, you can just buy whatever you want. You just have to have money. You can just, and so now, you know, you get a little bit more frugal. You know, you invest in things that you would like to invest in. You know, I found myself being a little bit more, maybe cautious with my money. As far as, you know, where I'm putting it and what I'm spending it on and what I am investing in. And there's many different ways to invest, right? Like you could invest in 401k or you could invest in a course, right? That would help you, you know, that's a different kind of investment, but it is an investment in yourself.
Definitely.
And it takes that money to do that. So that's what I found is just, you know, not just growing my financial wealth, but also my intellectual wealth, you know, so there's also that piece to it as well, as I was kind of thinking about that.
Oh, I totally agree. I think that's so important. We spend so much money on things like, you know, decent sized TVs, like behind me here,
right,
or other things, but sometimes we hesitate to invest in ourselves and think, oh, I can't spend let's say it was $500 on some course to improve ourselves, but I'll go spend $1,000 on a TV, you know, that kind of situation. It's investing in ourselves is an investment for sure that is worthwhile. What's more valuable than investing ourselves and our families, you know, and things that will make those things better for sure.
Absolutely.
That's awesome. That's a great, great answer. Cause yeah, I think that my relationship to money has changed, and the ability to recognize, hey, I can, you know, earn a lot of money if I put my mind to it. That doesn't become the end all be all of my life though. Yeah. Right. But with money comes freedom. Right. And the ability to make choices to help others and to do great things. So that's kind of how I see it. And then the other thing I was going to ask you was, what was the first way you can remember making money? And how old were you?
Yeah, that's also another great question. And so, you know, let's go back to my childhood when paper routes were a thing, right? When people actually bought newspapers. I know it's hard to imagine, but that was the first job I had. And I think I started that. I was probably 8 or 10 or something like that, right around there when I started doing a paper route. And my mom would drive me up and down the street, and I would throw the newspapers out of the back of her station wagon, to help make money. And, you know, for whatever reason, right.
Mm-hmm.
For penny candies at the store or whatever it be. And so that's kind of where, you know, that entrepreneurial spirit kind of came from.
Mm-hmm.
Was just, wow, I could actually kind of do my own thing and start to create my own income off of doing little things like this, you know? So that's where it started all when I was a kid.
Cause that, as you know, is going to be another question, is what was the first entrepreneurial thing you can remember doing? And yeah. And I can see they're kind of connected potentially.
Yeah. They're
right?
Kind of connected. I mean, it's a little different, but, that's where the spirit of it, I think, came from, at least in me, from the entrepreneurial side of things. So,
yeah. Would you say that doing this podcast, do you feel that's an entrepreneurial endeavor?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I'll tell you that it has led to other things. So, you know, I started out this journey of mine just simply bringing hope back to the world and to people. And it has completely evolved into now I'm getting ready to actually launch some online courses of mine to help people.
What are they about? What's the topic?
It's about hope and, you know, overcoming fears and, you know, finding gratitude and how to build more self-confidence and things like that are really, it's that growth mindset of, you know, personal development and self-growth. But, you know, that's kind of the avenue that I'm working on right now is building these courses.
That's fantastic. So those are great things to be learning those strategies of how to approach life in that way. And there's a lot of people could use that. I'm sure. I know.
Yeah.
That's great. Keep bumping my mic. Yeah, that's really cool. And so is that going to be something that's kind of still in the works? It sounds like, right?
Yeah, we're getting pretty close to launching it. You know, we've got pretty much most of the content created, through our website. And so we're just going to get ready to launch the whole thing here. Probably a soft launch here in the next week or two.
Well,
and then an actual like full on launch, like July 1st probably is what we're thinking. So,
well, it's probably going to be at least a couple of weeks, I think, before this episode comes out. So are you okay saying what the website is?
Oh yeah. It's just sprinkledwithhope.com.
Oh, awesome.
You know, and so on there you can find all of my stuff, but yeah, that's kind of where we're building the courses in the background of that website right now. And so it's been kind of a learning curve for me because I'm not really a IT kind of person. I'm computer savvy, but so this has been kind of a cool little thing to see, you know, how much work actually goes into building something like this. It's not just throw it together and it's ready, you know?
Yeah, for sure. That's great. Have you, and you said the actual official launch is July 1st.
Yeah, that's kind of what we're shooting for. We're going to do a soft launch where we you know, get some people that have shown some interest and wanted to, you know, kind of be at the forefront of it and kind of do some testing on it, make sure it's, you know, the content's good and it works great and they like it and get some feedback, you know.
It's really exciting because, I mean, if someone's listening to this and they think, wow, I want to do something, I'm not sure what that thing is. You started with a podcast, not originally with the idea of, hey, I want to make a course out of this, something I can sell, but you found a value and a need that you realized, hey, I've interviewed almost 100 people at this point, and we have something that we can share that we've learned from that. That's great. That's about all my podcast is all about, is like, there's no better time than now to just get started. And I'm learning that same thing here. I've been doing this for, I mean, almost a couple months now, but it's like, I've learned so much.
Oh,
and
for sure.
I consider it entrepreneurial. I'm not making a bunch of money here.
Sure.
It'd be cool if it became that, you know, but sure. I'm not saying that's not, <with you. laughs> that's not in the back of my mind, you know, but it is, but in itself, just the ways I've been rethinking my side business and how I approach life. It's changing my life. It's amazing. So people need to, you know, take those leaps and do those things. You know, not everyone's going to want to make a podcast, but anything that you go for can turn into things you would never imagine.
Absolutely.
And kind of speaking to that a little bit, I'm curious if there's some things you'd learned from your various guests that you think are, I guess, relevant to the conversation of finance or careers, you know, taking risks, those kind of things.
Yeah. And, you know, I've talked to a lot of different people from a lot of different walks of life. I mean, some of them, you know, I talked to quite a few musicians. I've talked to, you know, different career and life coaches and things like that. I've talked to authors and, you know, head football coaches. I've talked to various different people, and kind of the running theme that I saw was the best of the best always take action. And it kind of goes along with what you're no better time, right, than now. And that is to just do what it is that you want to do, whether that's, you know, get your 401k better, or whether that's, you know, go to your boss and just take a stab and say, I'd like a raise. You know, it's like doing the thing that you're almost kind of fearful of doing. Like, that's the thing that drives a lot of these people to just push forward through those difficult things. And it is as simple as just taking action, doing the thing. Mm-hmm. And taking that first step, and it may feel like a leap to some, and others may feel like a baby step. And so, but it's just moving in that direction towards what it is you're either passionate about, what drives you. And like I said, I started this podcast not even knowing I was going to build a course, but I took the step, right? And so that step led to the next step, which led to the next step. And eventually this is where I'm at.
And these all add up to giant leaps in your life, right? But it's step by step, man. You passed the test. You gave me chills. That was awesome. I'm thinking about what you said, and just, I was thinking, like sometimes it's the little steps that just getting you started, and then because you're saying big leaps, but sometimes little steps. I'm like, totally, you know, because sometimes you feel like, I don't know, like, but the thing I've said in previous episodes is like, do something, don't do nothing, right? Anything that puts you closer. Like, I think it's so funny, the thing that kicked off this whole process for me that led to me realizing I need to learn more about this. Hey, it'd be kind of cool to do a podcast about that experience of learning. Was like, I thought for so long, I want to put money aside for my kids every month.
Sure.
And I was like, oh, I have to wait till I can do like something that is significant. Like, if I can't put more, like at least $100 per kid per month into some account, then what's the point of doing it?
Right.
And then one day I had this thought, like, wait a second, what if I just put $10 a month per kid? You know, it's not like $100, but it's something. It's not nothing, right? So
right.
and then a few about 6 months passed, or whatever it was. It was kind of the latter end of last year, and then this year came. I was like, why don't I double that? $20 per kid. I have 3 kids, you know. And then I just thought, hey, next year, 2022, I'll double it again, and I'll just keep doing that until, well, as long as it makes sense. But just, that's what made me start thinking, oh, what if I started putting more towards my retirement? What Why don't I start looking more about what retirement could look like for me? All that stuff. It's all from little steps, you know, that may seem like, oh, that's not even worth doing. But it's if it's putting you closer and putting you in the right direction, then it is most certainly worth doing and as soon as possible. So that's great.
Yeah, I was just thinking, you know, as you were kind of talking about that, you know, several years ago, I was listening to another podcast and they were kind of talking about putting money into, you know, investments into 401ks or IRAs or, you know, whatever it is that you want to do. And, you know, starting at that 3% match or whatever that your company does, but every year or every 6 months, just up at a percentage, right? Mm-hmm. So you're just doing a little bit. And by the time you're at 10%, you won't really have felt it because you're just doing these incremental steps. And so that's kind of what, when you were talking about that, what made me think.
Oh yeah. And ideally
about like, my own personal, you know, investment. So
yeah. And that's over time the idea would be, and that's also going to get you thinking differently.
Sure.
Oh, I need more money so I can keep doing this. I'm going to ask for that raise. I'm going to push harder. I'm going to talk to my boss during my one-on-ones or my reviews and say, where am I at? Where can I be? Let's make some like legit goals right now together on paper. And I'm going to show you next time I talk to you that I've where I'm at and that I've met the goals we talked about. These are all the things that you were saying. It doesn't have to be doing some crazy thing. You can be like, hey, what can I do now where I'm standing in my job I'm at now? I don't have to go start some big new software company. It's like, what can I do where I'm at, where I'm standing? That's great. Yeah. And I love what you're saying, that you kind of notice these patterns in the people you talk to, these universal truths. I have an episode coming out tomorrow. I'm talking about universal patterns and truths that are all around us. So hopefully you check that one out, Jason.
I will, for sure.
But any other patterns or things you kind of have noticed with your guests that stand out to you?
You know, so I was talking to, you know, Andy Reid from the Kansas City Chiefs, the head football coach, and he said something that was kind of profound because, you know, he's worked with, you know, some amazing athletes, right? I mean, not just Patrick Mahomes, which everybody knows of right now, but I mean, he's worked with the Jerry Rices and the, all of these, you know, super, super elite athletes. And I asked him, like, how do you motivate or get those particular players to grow? And that was the question I asked, but what he said was, could be used in any aspect. And that is that they always just ask, what can I do next to become better? What can I do next to become greater at my skill or my thing? What they're always looking for some way to move up. They're not looking to just stay at their plateau, right? And I think that's oftentimes what happens, at least in career or financial path, is we just say, oh, you know what? I'm happy where I'm at. And no, like what is it that you can do to be the next step to get better at your craft, whatever that craft is, right? What's the thing you can do? I thought that was pretty profound. At least when I heard it, it kind of struck a chord with me. Was, yeah, we can do. What is that thing that we can do?
And that's hard. And that's the thing is, depending on where you're at, that could be an incredibly scary question to ask, because that requires a lot of work and introspection. And maybe you need to reach out to those around you to say, hey, or maybe someone that's your superior to help you isolate where you can improve. And that's a scary prospect. But like you said, if you're comfortable, you know, if you're too comfortable, like you gotta stay a little uncomfortable if you want to be, if you're growing, you know. And it's funny because today I'm a software engineer and I'm on a team and we had a kind of a weekly planning meeting, and there's this guy on my team who's way been doing this way less time than I have, you know. He's very junior and software engineer, but he's just killing it. Like he's just work, like we have these tasks and he's just plowing through them and just like getting way more done than me. And I was like, dang, because I kind of lead these meetings. I'm not like a team lead. I'm what is called a scrum master. It's like, it's kind of, I'm about the process. Like, hey, I lead these meetings to like planning and blah, blah, blah. It doesn't matter. I just don't want to make it sound like I'm something I'm not. So anyways, I was just like, cause I have the ability to kind of direct the conversation is my point.
Okay.
And I just like said, dang. And it hit me like, dang, he's like I had this thought like, man, either he's amazing or I suck. Like those, like as if, as if those were the only two options, you know? I mean, he is amazing, but you know, right. And I remember I like said, you know what? Let's have a conversation. We just finished planning before we like go our separate ways. It's all remote, you know? I said, Greg, like you're just doing so much work. You're like constantly getting things done. Like what's happening? Like, what are you doing mentally to get to that place where you say, I don't want to just do what I committed to. I want to go beyond. And he kind of shared some things and I was like, all right. Like if I was too proud or scared to ask that question, like pointing out you're doing more than me right now. Like that was kind of hard to say at first, but then I realized how can I do better if I don't look at myself and look differently? You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally agree. So, yeah. A little bit of, you know, humility I think goes a long ways and that's kind of what you're talking about. Right. And,
mm-hmm.
and I think that's the part where we can grow. And so, yeah, that's a great story.
Just asking questions and asking and learning. And if someone has information for you, it doesn't matter if it seems like they don't know what they're like, I've been doing this longer, blah, blah, blah. It's not good. It's not going to get you anywhere.
No, it's not.
And the people that are the most, well, I don't know about this, but I just know there's plenty of people that are really far in life. I remember like listening to podcasts teaches you so much. You hear like, for instance, an interview of like a big time director. And he's like, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm always asking people like, what's the best way to get this shot? And it's like, he's so confident in his skills that he's okay admitting when he doesn't know something. Cause it's like, I've already proven myself. I'm great. You know, sure. Yeah. But so if I don't know this, there's gotta be a good reason. And I'm right. gonna ask questions, you know? So anyways, really good. I think I'm talking too much. Sorry.
No. Yeah. I'm loving it.
Yeah. Was there anything else you wanted to share about your experience with the podcast before we move on, wrap it up?
You know, one of the other things that, you know, that has kind of come up, and again, I think this could be utilized all over across the board, right? But that is gratitude. And I think oftentimes we kind of lack the gratitude for the things that we have. And I really think that, you know, in talking to a lot of them, that's where a lot of their successes come from, because they are grateful for the things they've learned. They're grateful for what they have currently. They're grateful for, you know, just the many things that they've seen in their life, that have come from different, you know, they're grateful for the people that have been in their life that have helped them get to where they are. Gratitude is definitely another, one of those kind of, you know, running themes that I've seen in all the people that I've talked to. And they're, I mean, you wouldn't think so, but they're very humble people, that have done a lot of things, and they are grateful for the people that they were surrounded by that made them better, that, you know, took them to that level of greatness that they were seeking. So,
yeah, it's like, so I was kind of saying from my experience, like the greatest, at whatever, you know, the topic or thing is, seem to have that ability. I think the exception is that we kind of see these examples like in movies of the guy on top who's just a jerk and steps on everybody along the way. I think that's the exception. You know, I think that the people that really do great things and have people's respect have that humility, like you were saying.
Right.
And that's a huge thing to realize. And that's just really important to show gratitude. Cause it almost seems like it gets you on both sides, because if you're grateful, you're looking and noticing things and you're making those connections, you're seeing the patterns and you're grateful for them. And then being a positive, grateful person, people want to be around positive, grateful people.
Yeah, they really
do. People that make them feel good. And so then they like will remember you, and then there's gonna be opportunities that come up that you wouldn't have expected because you have that positive association. So it's like good for everybody, for yourself and for everyone around you.
Oh yeah. I love gratitude. I love thinking about all the things that I'm grateful for. And I really do think that it helps when you, you know, if you were talking about career or finances or whatever it be, when you show gratitude for the things that you currently have, I think it really just sets you up for better success, because then you're not just thinking, oh, poor me, or man, I'm in a bad situation or whatever it is. You're just mm-hmm. grateful for what you have. And then just try to be better, do better, whatever it is. Take that little step, right, that I was kind of talking about. Take yes. the action, do the thing. If it's hard or you're afraid of it, then that's probably the thing that you should do.
Yes, and I don't know why I thought of this, but have you found in your life that are there times when you see something in someone that you really appreciate and you hold back telling them?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I do. And I don't know why. I don't know why that is. I mean, it shouldn't be that way, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, kind of you were telling your story about, you know, oh, is he just awesome and I suck? Phil, you're amazing, right? Like,
obviously.
You know. But you're right. Like, I don't think that we tell other people how good they are and the great things that they do and that we're grateful for them in our lives, right? And so I totally agree. I think we should say those things more often.
And sometimes we might be embarrassed or like it might seem silly.
Sure.
And I've tried really hard for a while now, ever since I read this book, How to Win Friends and Influence People.
Oh, that's a great book.
Oh, I love it. I've read it 3 times. I've decided I'm going to read it every year. I read it already this, like, within the last 12 months. But, man, it's so good. It's so old, but yet it's just so
it's
universal,
so good. Oh, the concepts. Universal.
But just that, the thing that taught me, I learned from that, is that positivity and to tell people the things they're doing right and not pointing out what they're doing wrong. And I try really hard. I'm not perfect at it, but when I think of something, if I'm being cognizant enough to, you know, say, hey, I should tell that person. And it's gone a long way for me, like as the scrum master on my team leading meetings and like have the opportunity to tell people like, man, you're awesome because of this. And it feels so good. And I can see that they light up when I tell them. And I've learned that, oh man, I'm not going to hold back. I'll try as hard as I can to not hold back those compliments when I see them. Yeah. Like I said, of you, like you reaching out to me, like kind of blows my mind that someone else that's doing a podcast would take the time to just reach out to me. I didn't solicit anything from you and you just saw, hey, I could help him. And that's not typical. And so that says a lot about you as a person. So I appreciate that of you. So thank you.
Absolutely.
It inspires me to want to help others, you know, so.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, whether it's a podcasting journey or it's life or it's whatever it is, I think that we, you know, if we have that skill set and those things that we could help somebody, why wouldn't we share that with them to make this world a better place? I like to bring more hope into things and be more hopeful. And that's kind of my journey. And that's part of, you know, my philosophy that I'm living.
Yeah.
I'm doing exactly what I'm saying I'm going to do, which is help somebody else if I can help them.
Yeah. So. I can only think of one reason not to help someone, and it's if there's like an NBA game on, you know, but besides that, yeah, definitely, man. Thanks again, Jason, for your time. Yeah. It's been such a pleasure to speak with you. I've been looking forward to it. People, just check out Jason's podcast, Sprinkle with Hope. Who's your co-host again? I'm trying to remember.
So it's my brother, Shane.
I didn't know it's your brother. Oh, that's awesome.
Me and him started that a while ago.
And your son did the music for it, right?
Yeah, he did. My son did the intro and the outro for it. So,
which are awesome. And someone says in there, Sprinkle with Hope or something. Is that your son?
Yeah, that's my son's voice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because he does music. I think I've seen
him. He does, yeah.
You've posted his stuff, so that's cool. Yeah. If people want to learn more about you, is the best place then sprinklewithhope.com?
Yeah, sprinklewithhope.com is the best way to find us. There's a, you know, about section. You can also, we have an email that you can get in touch with us right through there. Has all of our podcast episodes linked right on our website.
Soon to have some great
soon
courses.
To have our training courses up and up and going. So, yeah.
Great. So check that out. And if anyone has any questions for Jason based on this conversation, you can email me at nobettertime.podcast@gmail.com and I'll forward them to him and we'll see what he has to say.
Absolutely.
Thanks again, Jason.
Thank you, Phil. This has been a pleasure.
Oh, definitely. You have a good one.
You too.
Thanks for listening. You can support the No Better Time podcast by going to anchor.fm/nobettertime and selecting the support button. But the best support you can give is by listening and engaging. I want to hear from you. Send your thoughts, questions, and topic ideas to nobettertime.podcast@gmail.com, or you can leave a voice message by going to anchor.fm/nobettertime and clicking the message button just below the podcast description. Please subscribe wherever you listen and rate and review if that's an option. Check out the video version of the podcast on YouTube by searching No Better Time Podcast, and don't forget to subscribe there as well. And if this episode would help someone, don't forget to share it with them and let them know about the podcast.